Hi, Pastor Thomas here, and we're looking at the Children's Catechism, and we're looking at how Christ fulfills the office as a prophet, as a priest, and a king. And today we're going to look at how Christ fulfills the office as a priest. Now, how is Christ your priest? Christ died for my sins, and he continues to pray for me. Christ died for my sins and continues to pray for me. That a priest in the Old Testament had a certain job, that they would be kind of like a mediator for the people of Israel. A priest would go in and they would go and represent the people, and they would go make sacrifices for the people. They would go and make sacrifices with bulls and goats, and they would go in and be in between the people and God, and the God and the people. And there would be between God and the people, and people and God in two different ways. There would be between God and the people by praying to God on behalf of the people, that they would pray to God on behalf of the people. But then they would also go the other way. They would make sacrifices for the people to God. Make sacrifices for the people to God. And Christ comes to do both those things as the office of a priest. That he comes to fulfill the office of a priest by dying for my sins and continues to pray for me. That Christ came down, he became our great high priest. And the book of the author of Hebrews explains that he came in and didn't offer up bulls and goats, which they had to do day after day after day. He came down and he offered up himself. He offered up himself as the great high priest and also the sacrifice once for all. But not only did he just die on the cross for our sins, he also rose again. And after rising again, he also ascended to heaven. And when he got to heaven, he sat down. Now, in the Old Testament, there was no place for the priest to sit down because sin was always happening. They would always have to go from the people to God and God to the people to God, God to the people. And they would always have to go back and forth. But Jesus doesn't need to do that anymore because he has made that once-for-all sacrifice to satisfy divine justice. But he also is in heaven right now praying for us. He didn't stop to be a priest. He continues to be our priest in heaven. And this is where the second part of the question, or the second, another question comes in a bit further down. It says, why do you need Christ as your priest? Why do you need Christ as your priest? Because I'm guilty of breaking God's law. I'm guilty of breaking God's law. And that's when it comes down to what is sin, any lack of conformity to or transgression of the law of God. And we are guilty of both those things, a lack of conformity to or transgression of the law of God. And we are guilty. And Christ comes as our priest to make a once-for-all sacrifice to satisfy that divine justice that needs to come through God's law. And Christ comes as our priest. He makes that sacrifice for us, but he also prays for us as our great high priest. And the author of Hebrews says that we can look to him as our mediator, that he is able to sympathize with us, that he is like us, that he came down as a great high priest, and that's how he fulfills the office of a priest.